Family time, that's something we will never regret. Hi guys, my name is Ken Yuzinski and this is
Janelle Yuzinski.
So today we're going to talk about homeschooling because some of you might be in the position where you are now, all of a sudden your kids were going to school and now there's no school and you're stuck at home with the kids and you're like, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it might be useful to give some homeschooling tips to ease into this disruption that the COVID virus has caused all of North America.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a huge change for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So the very first thing that I wanted to share, we personally have been homeschooling now for, I think this is our fourth year. And we did send our oldest to school in the beginning. So we've had the experience of both. I was a school teacher. But one thing that I really find super helpful in the home is to have a routine, just like they have in school, to have a routine, like a start time. When are your snacks? When are your meals? When is free time? When is, you know, concentrated work time? When are they going to have some body breaks so they can move around? That's really, really important because it's important for kids, especially, to know what's coming ahead. Otherwise, they're going to keep asking you, when do I get my snack? You know?
And the other thing is, we're trying to raise a Catholic family. We want to grow in virtue and get rid of vice. Vice takes over when there's no structure. Because we tend to follow our passions, whatever is the road of least resistance. And the road of least resistance has no virtue at the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So a structure of an agenda, a routine really helps our family.
Yeah. And it helps me too.
It helps me too.
Greatly. The other thing that I wanted to mention is, especially during this time, a lot of you don't know how long you're going to be having to, you know, educate your children at home. It might be good to just really focus on the basics, like reading, writing, math, and then everything else is just sort of extra. Especially when it comes to like social, religion, science, things like that, I find it's easiest to do them as a group as opposed to doing them age specific. So for example, our kids, we do our religion portion together. And we follow a program. Another thing that I found really helpful, especially in the beginning, was just to get pre-made programs. And a lot of you, probably your teachers have already sent stuff home for you to already implement in the home. And if you can just follow that, awesome. Because when you have to start creating all your own materials, then you become tired. And it's hard. And when you go onto the internet, there is so much to choose from. You get overwhelmed. So I would say if you can just follow something, keep it simple, keep it light and fun. And you don't have to spend a ton of time. That's the other thing is, you know, school did go from maybe 8:30 until 3 o'clock every single day for your kids. It doesn't have to go like that at home. You can do even just focus morning, or if your kids are more alert and it's a better learning time, focus more in the afternoon or do more fun things when you know that they're going to be more restless, like do art projects or something like that. And again, online, Pinterest, stuff like that, there's tons of examples of art projects. Easy, you can search depending on age or ability or style. There's so much out there. So that was one little tip. Another thing, if you're looking for really great places to purchase stuff, just go to the dollar store. That's like going to be the dollar store is like the cheapest place to find great craft activities and resources, materials that you can use with your kids.
We spend a lot of time at the dollar store.
It's like my favorite store. It really is. The other thing, okay, for us, I find being with your kids all day is a great opportunity to slip in those little prayers that you want to get done and that you want your kids to learn. So, for example, when you pray your grace at lunch, you can just tack on a prayer that you want your kids to memorize. So for this year, our kids are memorizing the Memorare. And last year, we memorized a consecration prayer to Our Lady. So if you're kind of always wanting your kids to learn maybe the act of contrition or you know, maybe the angel of God prayer or whatever it is, this is a great opportunity to start doing that and slipping it in different parts of your day. Another good thing would be just to ask your kids, what do you want to learn? Because people are more motivated when they're actually learning something that they're interested about. And yes, it's good to follow the curriculum, but there's also a lot of ability or flexibility in terms of, you know, different areas of strength that your children have. So if they want to know a little bit more about dinosaurs, if they want to learn a little bit more about baking or something like that, I'm just thinking of our kids, for example, it really does help their motivation and keep them interested when they know that they're going to get to learn on something about something that they're interested in.
So this can, instead of looking at this as a real trial for your family, could be a real triumph because you could really tackle or zone in into your child's giftedness. And this is a very unique time in history. And for if you're sending your children to school, a very special time, a precious time for your family.
And that's the thing. Like, this is a really beautiful time in some ways that God has given you to spend focused time with your children. So instead of dreading it, you know, just and resisting it, really just embrace it and see that how can God use this time to build your family into what it, what he truly wants it to be. So yes, focus on time together. I know sometimes people are like, oh, I need time away from my kids. Yes, I understand. That's important too. But to spend time together, playing board games, reading books aloud. That's like one of my favorite times of the day is when I read aloud to our children. There's so many great series of books that you can read. We've just finished The Chronicles of Narnia last year. Just this past week, I finished The Hobbit, The Secret Garden. What else? Mary Poppins. There's so many great books out there. Find something that your kids are interested in.
The one about the king you're going to do right now. What's that
one called? I forget what it's called, but it's so good.
We'll have to tell you later.
Yes. Okay. The other thing is...
So good, we forgot it.
Well, I haven't actually started it, but I've been told it's really good.
That's right.
So I'm looking forward to it. Physical activity breaks. This is really important. You know, letting your kids go outside, even having little body breaks during the day, letting them run around, run up the stairs, down the stairs, you know, do Simon Says or something like that just to get their bodies moving.
Context, our oldest is 9, okay?
Yeah.
So maybe your 17-year-old isn't into Simon Says. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm speaking from my own personal experience. Audiobooks. If you are not connected with audiobooks or even you're on, like, right, we have library access to audiobooks, free resources from your library. That's a really great thing to tap into.
App Hoopla.
Yes, that's
if you're in Canada.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that in the States too? I'm not sure. Another thing is that's really good and important for kids because some of them really thrive on having some alone and quiet time. To set a time aside during your day, though I feel like we don't really have much quiet time in our home, but it's always something that I'm striving for, is quiet time for the child to do something by themselves, to read, to journal, maybe they need a nap, just to recharge. That's a really good thing for everyone to have, even mom and dad, for sure. And also to have some free time, free unstructured playtime where they can do what they want.
So I think there's a balance, right? So you need some structured time and you need some free time. But the free time is actually structured. They know when the free time is.
That's right. Yes. And getting them to help out with chores, meals, cleanup, seeing how the house is run, laundry.
Yeah.
So that when they leave the house, it's like they don't know how to do any of this stuff. They will know how to do this stuff because of this time.
Yes.
So... that's about it.
So we understand that it could be a real stretch for some families. This is a new thing, but we encourage you to look at it as a gift from God because family time, that's something we will never regret. Never regret. We'll never regret, oh, I had too much family time by the time we get to the end of our life. So thank you for watching. You're blessed, and we'll see you in our next video.
And maybe we'll go play a board game.
Okay.
Because we can.